epic ambient pieces from Ambient 4. That'll be The Lost Day. But we are going to start with our third featured artist. Is going to start off our next set here. The English musicians, The Orb. And, well, this is a song with a really long name. A huge, ever-growing, pulsating brain that rules from the center of the universe.
Free form radio.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. And this evening, we are bringing you a theme of electronica and ambient, featuring The Orb, Brian Eno, and Wendy Carlos, who we heard in that order in the last set. We started off with one of the most infamous pieces from The Orb, a huge, ever-growing, pulsating brain that rules from the center of the ultra world. They originally used a sample from Lovin' You, but due to copyright restrictions, re-recorded that with a different vocalist, and they had to change the name too. And then Brian Eno and an epic ambient piece, The Lost Day, from one of his finest ambient albums, Ambient 4, On Land. In fact, if I had to pick one ambient album out of all of them, it would be that one, Ambient 4, On Land. And then another epic from Wendy Carlos, 2 seconds shy of 20 minutes, Aurora Borealis, a special bonus track from the double CD version of Sonic Seasonings. And backing me up right now is Brian Eno with, I think, the second best ambient album from him, Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks, which we've heard some selections from before. But this particular piece is called Mata, and I find it the most effective out of any of the ambient pieces that I know of to block out loud airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport. There's so many of them, and with the FAA's Highways in the Skies decision, they put 4 of them over Somerville, Medford, Cambridge, Arlington, and it's really annoying, disruptive. So the Boston West Fair Skies organization is trying to change this, and you can join them by going to bostonwestfairskies.org. And you can also learn how to effectively log your complaints against Massport. So, yes, check out bostonwestfairskies.org if you're annoyed by the loud airplane noises. I also wanted to mention that tomorrow there's going to be a meeting, a conference from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. for people in Somerville and Medford who'd like to see Tufts pay a little bit more than they're currently paying, because they don't have to pay real estate taxes, but all the fire trucks and all of the other services that Boston and Medford provide to people who live and work and have businesses. Tufts instead pays a mere fraction of what they would if they were a commercial business. And, well, tomorrow over at the West Somerville Neighborhood School, 177 Powder House Boulevard, starting at 9 a.m., people are going to be meeting to discuss how to get a better deal. And there's even going to be great pizza from Flatbreads for lunch. So I'll be there, and I hope you can be there too. So I saw Chase Carson over in wandering around the studio, so he'll be coming up promptly at 10 for the Time Tunnel, classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, and dance, and disco from back in the day, and the jazz interlude, and the Humphrey Report around 11:30. So we've got one last set for you. It's going to start with Moby, a real short piece from Play, and then The Orb, Earth, Gaia. And we're going to finish with a deep AC/DC cut. Here in the Tears of the God sound collage, WMFO, Medford.
sutartį su Azerbaidžano komunistų partija. Tautiškai nusiteikę azerbaidžaniečiai, jų populiarusis frontas, kuris būtų tolygus mūsų sąjūdžiui. Jie pasirašė lyg ir sutartį su Azerbaidžano komunistų partija.
They shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening, our theme has been electronica and ambient. Following up on my electronica and jazz theme of 2 weeks ago. And we began that set with a short piece from Moby off of his Play album, outstanding in many ways. One of them being that every single song on that album was licensed for commercial use. And then we heard from one of our three featured artists, The Orb, and that was their epic piece, Earth, Gaia. Thanks for the listener who called in asking a little bit more information about that piece. As I mentioned, The Orb has been around for a long time, since 1988, and they were inspired by the ambient and electronic artists of the 70s and the 80s, like Brian Eno, and they were also inspired by Kraftwerk, and they certainly explored a lot of science fiction themes. We heard, well, Russian cosmonauts and spacecraft sounds in that piece, as well as something from a science fiction movie. And we finished things off with a little exception to our theme, AC/DC and Brain Shake off of their Flick of the Switch album. Definitely a deep cut. And right now we got Brian Eno playing a final piece from him in our show this evening. This is called An Ending Ascent, also from Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks. And this, in fact, has been used in many soundtracks itself. Yes, An Ending Ascent. So we got Chase Carson here with a time tunnel. And we've got a special treat this evening. We got Big John Pierce is coming in on the show. So that's going to be an excellent part of tonight's classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco music to take you through until midnight. So I am going to bring you one, well, it's a kind of electronic jazz piece for you. Great little prelude to the time tunnel here, where Chase will be bringing you the jazz interlude around 11:30 or so, right after the Humphrey Report. But we're going to take you out with this piece from the band Montage. They're a Japanese band, and this is called